You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
If you were supposed to be at work at 8 a.m., you're late. Welcome back to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth, broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I'm the legendary home of Blow Along With My Girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Yeah, a lot going on. Shout out to everybody on our YouTube page. Make sure while you're there, you hit that like and subscribe button. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button as we are on our road to 9,000 subscribers. Also, you can check us out on Facebook Live, all at 101.7 The Truth. And while you're on Facebook, make sure you hit the like and follow button as we continue to give you the truth in the morning. Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. Bailey, what's on your mind?
Brady Street. But you don't want to talk about it. I don't know why Homer don't want to talk about Brady Street. Homer, why don't you want to talk about Brady Street? That's a topic that seems to be near and dear to your heart.
Well, it's not necessarily near and dear to my heart. It's just something that continues to show a narrative that I'm not proud of, and sometimes when you speak on it, you know, some people think, and it's not a majority, in my opinion, of people that may think that way, but it's like, we playing into, you know, you playing into the narrative of them saying, I'm saying what I see. I you know what I mean? I think I have a right to speak on what I see and the effects that I see that it has on us as a people and being lumped into different categories. And I'm just the person that I can't be in denial of that. That's why when you say them yo people, I'll be like, yep, you're right. Because I got to take the good and the bad of my people. Mm. Some people will be like, nope, I'm not taking responsibility from none of that ignorant stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
There was so many grown folks. Like I say, it lets you know, well, for me, why a lot of the youth and some of the younger children are on the paths that they're on, because they too have to also watch their mamas and daddies and aunties and uncles or grandparents acting a damn fool and also threatening to pull out a gun. They hear about all of the shootings and all of those kind of things. So it's like, for some of them, can you expect anything different when they are in people with kids, PWK household or family? Let's just say PWK families, because sometimes you're thinking that in the day and age where I came up, where being a grandmother or nana really meant something, and that's where even if your biological mother and father weren't trying to instill values and morals in you, at least grandma and grandpa, they were going to, you know, check you and then check their sons or daughters. Be like, what the hell? You shouldn't have him doing that. You shouldn't have her doing that. Why are you doing this around? But we don't have a lot of that because, unfortunately, we have this minority group that are doing it. And it's hard to say, don't y'all do it. Don't y'all cuss grown people out when that's all you showing them.
Yeah.
And some of y'all growing up teaching them to cuss and say certain things.
Right.
And now when that son or daughter ends up turning it on you and being rebellious on you, you ready to knock the hell out of them. You ready to knock the sugar, honey, iced tea out of them. You ready to check them then. But it's like you've instilled this beast. You've instilled this monster, in my opinion, inside of them. So now they are acting it out. And when the rest of the community sees it, well, I know on my end, I'm not giving them no damn pass. You feel what I'm saying? Because you're not going to come and shoot somebody or just you angry just because a person said, hey, that's not cool. You know, you're trying to give them the right thing. You're not trying to talk about them, this, that, and the other. You're just saying, like, look, that's not respect. That's not respectful, young man. That's not respectful, young lady. You dressing like that? Girl, how old are you? you know, I come from when people would ask that, like, you shouldn't be wearing this. Mm-hmm. My mama said, you know what I'm saying? And then if you go talk to the PWK, they're co-signing, like, she can wear, you ain't buy it, and all the little hand gestures and the head movements, and then the next thing, I call my baby daddy over here, and he, you know, like, and now you got more violence on your block or wherever the hell you at. So, you know, it's sickening to me.
Right.
It's really sickening to me to have to not be able to close my eyes to the bull sugar honey iced tea that's going on. It is affecting me. It's affecting everybody in this city, if you ask me. People are afraid to book out the park because you don't want it to end up being a melee happening in the park. Mm-hmm. Because this group of young people don't get along with that group of young people. These Toys R Us adults. And remember, when I say Toys R Us adults, I'm talking about it's some 20, 30, 40, 50, 60-something-year-old Toys R Us adults. Mm. And it's like, it's a damn shame that you are out here acting like this, and then you have the nerve to try to look at anybody else younger. Who these little YNs out here? Ain't this, that, and the other? What the hell are you doing? Like,
what are you showing them?
That's the point. Like, you ain't showing them nothing. You ain't showing them. You're not giving them a fair chance. You're sending them to an early grave, because that's where I go when I had to clear my throat when you were saying certain things. I'm like, because some people are not going to play with your kids. Some people are not trying to sit here and dissect if they had a PWK or they had a parent that just had a wayward son or daughter, right, who wanted to stray off.
That's
you
true.
You get what I'm saying?
That's true.
So, but and again, you got people that are going to protect themselves, and they're going to protect their family.
Mm-hmm.
You feel
that's
what I'm saying?
Those are all facts.
Yeah, we're not going to hunt you down, but if you come to us with it. See, that 33-year-old, she hunted this 12-year-old down.
How you do that, though? But you know what? Let me just slide this in here, because we've been talking about the flock cameras,
mm-hmm,
and all that stuff here recently,
mm-hmm,
that the police department has.
Mm-hmm.
They used a flock camera to catch up with her.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they, just so y'all are aware of what it is working, right? Mm-hmm. It's not all being mishandled,
right,
but it is working, because they did use that to catch up with old girl.
Mm-hmm.
So, but go ahead, Homer.
Yeah, so, you know, the thing is, like, sometimes, like, if you are in an ALDA program, alcohol and other drug abuse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you are trying to get help. You're trying to change.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to get off drugs.
Yes.
You're trying to get off alcohol.
Yeah.
You know, if you have different smoking habits, you're, mm-hmm, trying to stop that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you continue to go where those things flourish when you're trying to get away from it? Do you just go to the dope house and be like, yep, I'm so strong, I'm trying to get off dope, but I'm going to just come hang out at the dope house? No, you're going to have to separate yourself,
yes,
from those areas, right?
Yes, yes.
When you're alcoholic and you're trying to get off alcohol,
uh-huh,
you know, you don't go to what they call wet spots,
right,
which is, you know, bars and,
right,
other things, or,
right,
the house party or the cookout where,
right,
they're going to have nothing but the alcohol,
right,
lined up.
Right.
Come on, get you something to drink. They know you got a damn problem.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to pull yourself away,
right,
and separate,
yeah,
from those people who won't respect the fact that you're trying to get better.
Right.
You're trying to become a better you.
Right.
So when you have those situations, it's why, unfortunately, a lot of people still end up moving away from Milwaukee. Now, when we get to hearing about, well, it happens everywhere. Guess what? Guess what they don't talk about when they say it's happening everywhere?
Hmm.
It's still, I want to say my word. It's still people that look like me. I want to say my word. It's still us, though.
Right.
That's the deep part,
yeah,
in my opinion. These, uh-huh, are all my opinion, views and opinions expressed by me on this particular show does not reflect that of Milwaukee Black Media or Civic Media, but are the sole comments of the legendary Homer Blow. What they don't want to talk about when they saying it's happened everywhere is that it's still black people.
Mm.
So stop acting like it happened everywhere. You right. And it sure do. But who in the hell is it? It's still us. That should be embarrassing as hell. That should be embarrassing that no matter where you go, the common denominator of where it happens at, where they was fighting, they were doing team takeovers here. Who was it? I ain't going to say the word. I know it's a, I can say it with FCC, but I'm not going to say it. But I'm not going to narrate
you're
it by just saying the N-word.
You're fighting it.
Right.
You're fighting it.
I'm fighting it because sometimes you have to keep it real to the next level. You got to say what it is because so many of our people tend to want to sugarcoat it. Get that sugarcoating off. Like I said before, medicine is bitter. It don't taste good. But we'd rather put the sugarcoating on it and all of that and cherry flavor and all of that kind of stuff. No, real medicine, it don't taste good. It don't taste good. Getting the real nutrients from vegetables, it don't taste good. You don't put no ranch on it to try to, ooh, let me make it taste better. No, you're supposed to eat it in its raw form. Holla at Manon Sabir with the grapevine. He'll let you know, 2 to 4.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In its natural form, we end up steaming out the nutrients that was inside of the vegetables.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to taste better. No, if you want to get the real stuff. So my thing is, I don't like trying to sugarcoat the reality of what we're dealing with because some people, again, will fight and be like, but see, it's because you saying that, though. That's why. No, it ain't. They was doing this before I was born. They doing this now. You understand what I'm saying? So stop it. Stop it. The reality is the reality.
Well, I would say, now, I grew up in Seattle, and I've been around different places here, and there are white kids that do takeovers in different areas here, and there are girl fights. Yes, there are. And as we saw, there was one, there's a takeover on the South Side of its own form. So it happens in other places. But the thing is, we pull out what happens with us. And we post ours a lot more. We do a lot more posting on social media where other people don't do as much social media stuff. So we kind of put ours out there, and then they look for us to do ours, even though it may happen just as much in other places.
Unfortunately.
We put our business out there.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we will.
Listen.
We do it every time.
Just in my opinion.
In my opinion.
I got you. I'm just saying, in my opinion, I'll agree to disagree to a portion of what you're saying. How did those videos get up there? It was Latino brothers and sisters that put those videos up there. It wasn't black people per se that were putting the videos up there of those incidents. So when we say that, I'm not saying that white people don't do team takeovers and all of that kind of stuff. But I'm also saying that it's not like, oh, they not going to put up. They do. The street takeovers that we see and the kids getting hit or whoever was in the car falling off out the window. And one, I saw one where the guy got burned and ran over by the car, one of the Hellcats watching the street takeover. But it's not them. If you look at the names of the people, it is some of our Latino brothers and sisters that are posting those videos. I don't see to that degree because you're not going to be able to hide it. You know, if people are getting shot and all of that kind of stuff, you ain't going to be able to hide it. And some people really think we can. We got a couple of calls on the True Talk text line, but we got to take care of some bills. I apologize for my home blow rant. No, I'm just saying taking some time. But it's got to be talked about. And I just don't like sometimes when some people don't want to face the sad reality everywhere on social media all weekend. I didn't see just a Homer Blow talking about how crazy this was and how we can't get together. So it's more than just me that feels this way about how some of the crazy-ass behavior was. It's a lot of our brothers and sisters. We got to take care of some bills. I'm the legendary Homer Blow along with my girl.
Bailey Coleman.
We'll be black to go to the Truth Talk text lines and hear what you got to say, Truth Nation. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation, the truth in the morning. You got to laugh to keep from crying, don't you, baby?
That's crazy.
You got to laugh to keep from crying. We're talking about some of the unfortunate behavior cycles of some of our people, which I will not use the name for some, you know. We're going to go to our Truth Talk text lines. We want to thank Al MKE for holding on. And Pat, we'll get to you right after that. So Al MKE, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
My truth is we don't care what white people do at this point. We're talking about these uncool behavior of these people who choose to act like monkeys and that words that starts with an N, okay? See, here's the problem. These people have given up, and they choose to be something that nobody wants to live around. That's why black people are moving away. That's why I know resources is not coming to the inner city. And we know people going to get upset. Don't nobody want to be around no niggas. Let's say it. And if people get insulted, let them get insulted, because a lot of these parents raise them. But they know how to get to church on Sunday. We got property value going down. You got the Mohegans of the neighborhood afraid to come out. It ain't because of the white people. It's because of them ones that y'all don't want to talk about that's barbecuing on the front porch, parking on the grass. You got to pick up ranch sauce and Magnum condoms because that's all it took to break the chicken wing on her back. Okay? This is in-house, but they need to hear it. And we need to talk about it more. See, we talk about it, but we're being too kind. F their feelings, because they don't care about you. They don't care how you got to live in fear. You have grocery stores that's upcoming, that's leaving. Their class and elegance is about the same as a dookie turd sitting in a toilet in an abandoned house. We're doomed. So they need to get their stuff and get the F out. And if anybody get hurt, and they worry about their feelings, good. Let them live in your house, okay? You got people who has their central air stolen off their house twice, and they work for 30, 40, 50 years. They raise their kids, and now they got to worry about somebody else's crumb-snatching bastards? No. Them people got to get their MF and A out the neighborhood. Only one thing they can do, stop. We got to get rid of these duplexes. We need cul-de-sacs. We need one-way streets. And we got to stop taking this Section 8 and this low income. Okay? We're sick of it. That's why we can't get nowhere. And I just say this, have a good day. And if anybody get upset, we're talking about you and them bastards that you created. I'm for abortion and Plan Bs. Because if y'all would have used that, We wouldn't even be going through this right now. You got grown mamas out there acting like they got kicked off the back of the bus.
That part. Thank you.
A monkey'd even know how to act right. And they in cages. And they dance for bananas. But this is all free will, and that's even worse. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Have right. A cup of tea, Al. Sounds like you got a little cold coming on.
Yeah. We're going to Pat. Again, the Truth Talk text lines are open. You can call in, or you can send us a text message, or you can hit us up on YouTube, and we'll get to your comment. Pat, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
Hey, good morning, family. I agree with Al 100%. My son, he just turned 18. He just graduated.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
He's on his way to college.
Congratulations again.
He told me the other day that he was getting ready to go down to Brady Street, and I literally cried. I cried because he's a good kid. I don't want to stunt his growth by telling him he can't go places.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't trust it. You know what I'm saying? I become very exhausted. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody else feels like me. But I'm exhausted with the Nolan Wells situation. I'm exhausted with the the Trump situation. I'm exhausted with Milwaukee. For parents like me, what can we do? What do we do? How do we protect our children without stunting their growth, without letting them be social? I'm at a loss for words, and I'm almost at a dead end with this. And I just wanted to, I don't have really too much time, you know, I don't have too much to say, but just, I'm exhausted. And I was just wondering, is anybody else feeling like me? And what can we do? Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. Love you. And again, congratulations for you being able to keep your son.
Raise a productive citizen.
There it is.
Sounds like you got a productive citizen there.
And no, you are not the only one that feels that way. There's a lot of us that feel that way. And it's sad when they should be able to go and attend certain things, but you have to have that fear that, you know what, last time I just saw them, you know, because it's really sad because the parks, we're supposed to be able to go to the parks. We're supposed to be able to enjoy ourselves, you know.
Yeah.
Supposed to be able to get some of that energy out, but not energy because you're going up there to fight and meet other people to fight.
Right.
And so what tends to happen is people who come up there to use the park for what it's really supposed to be used for have to end up praying that they don't get caught up in a situation of some other people, this minority group of people that has some other stuff on their mind. They didn't come to just enjoy, let's play basketball, let's have a cookout, let's go play in the kids' area, let's go to the swimming pool, this, that, and the other. They have other agendas on their mind. They actually, we meeting up here, we meeting up there. They actually create meeting spots at some of these parks to act a damn fool.
Mm-hmm.
And here you are now. You trying to gather your kids, if you got little kids, or your seasoned citizens that's out there because of this cookout that y'all are having, or a celebration of a birthday, or an accomplishment, graduation, whatever it may be. But now you have to worry about, you know, this is why so many people are starting to have a lot of their events, and it goes back to pulling away at parks that are much further out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't feel like having to worry about somebody just driving by spraying your party with bullets.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right, right.
You don't want to have to worry about that.
Yep.
So why wouldn't you?
Dr. Clarissa Lawrence on our YouTube page said, I am exhausted as well. And, you know, this a doctor. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, a black doctor.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, so people, you know, you are trying to do your best. Also, LaRon Taylor had said, they don't care that, off our YouTube page, said, they don't care that you took your life savings to open up a restaurant. If they want to, they're going to go in there and act a fool and tear it up. That's why you only get fast food and JJ's. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, there you go.
Right.
There you go. You got to go out further to get you a decent salad or something like that.
Further, baby.
Yeah. Oh,
because
yeah.
It's, listen,
and then you risk your life when you're trying to go to someplace. You're trying to go to wherever, you know, that's in the hood to support your brothers and sisters. You got to put on your book. Okay, you ready? Okay, you got that side. I'm looking on this side. Let's keep it going.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Come on now.
That's why we get the half-ass of most things. You know, stores that you are familiar with, you're not going to get them, in my opinion, in the inner city.
No, you're not.
You're not going to get them. You got to go way out.
Yeah.
And it's a reason for that. Because I've described that minority group of the population that do the things that I'm talking about, I describe them as locusts. And anybody, you know, commonly called a grasshopper, right? If you know and study what locusts do, all right, when they go and they converge on an area, they stay there for a minute, and then when they're done and leave, no vegetation or anything else can grow. It's like they killed that area.
Mm-hmm.
That area is, you know, you're not going to be able to grow fresh fruits and vegetables. You're not going to be able to do all that, grow grass and all of that kind of stuff, because they come in, they really suck the life out of everything,
mm-hmm.
and then they leave and go to the next spot.
Wow.
And they suck the life out of that. Look it up. You ain't got to take my word. Just really look up how after the locusts have invaded on a particular area or a piece of land, when they leave, that land is out of there. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. We'll come back. We're talking about our community and what are the solutions. Is it moving away? Because a lot of our brothers and sisters have moved away. Have moved away because they wanted some because they wanted to be safe and they didn't want to have to go through this. And some because they didn't want their children to go through. You know how many people, Bailey, I hear say, soon as school is out, we up out of here. Soon as my son or daughter finish school, we gone.
Sure.
And it's sad to hear because, again, it takes away from our diminishing power even in the communities that we do have because as the population decreases, so does your need for older people and districts and all of that kind of stuff. And with the orange man getting his way with doing stuff, yeah, it could be a real grim situation. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth. I'm the legendary Home Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
I'm the legendary Homer Blow. And when you're hungry for something fresh and delicious, get your favorites from Cousin Subs delivered straight to your door. From our freshly baked bread and hand-sliced meats and cheeses to our famous sides, crispy golden fries, Wisconsin cheese curds, or creamy mac and cheese, every meal is made to order and ready to enjoy. Ordering is quick and easy online or through the Cousins app. Whether it's a solo lunch, a family dinner, or a spread for the whole crew, let us bring it straight to you, fast and fresh. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Yeah, and Cousin Subs. Shout out to the person that brought Cousin Subs to one of the events I was at. And it had the club sub, you know, but it had the multi-pack of it. But it had the club sub. And I see mine. And I'm going to tell you, you know, the little party ones, you know, they cut them. So, I ain't going to tell y'all, but I grab at least two or three, you know, to kind of make a whole half.
Right.
I grab like two or three of them. You're like, because, you know, when they say, oh, no, blow, get what you want. Say less. Say less. y'all speaking my language. club sub. I love my club subs. Cheryl, no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting cousins. You know you ain't got to even ask me. She know my size and everything. So, that's it. So, you know, that's just a real life thing.
Mm-hmm.
Bailey, you had a comment before we go to Sherman on our Truth Talk text lines, which is 833-212-1017. What is your comment in reply to something that Pat was saying?
Pat was saying, you know, are there other people? What do you do? All the things. You know what, Pat and everybody, listen. We got kids, right? We have young adults. We have, you know, graduating seniors, all the things. You pray for your kids and pray a prayer of protection around your kids. And that's the truth. And I ain't gonna lie to you. You know, we all have these conversations. If you're a responsible parent, you have these conversations with your child. Hey, this is how it is out here. You know, all of that stuff. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I also told my son when I gave him the keys to his first car, which he had an accident in not too far long after that. But anyway, I said, look, I'm giving you my old car. Here's the deal. It's one thing. What? He was like, what is it, Mom? Stay off. I mean, we live on the far north side, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stay off the north side, though. Don't go over there visiting no relatives without me, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Stay out from over there. Because it is what it is. You know, and when you go to, you know, the east side and other places, just watch where you are. Watch what you do and remember how to respond to police officers. Remember what you should be doing. Remember the right things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, and be responsible. I raised a responsible adult, and that's what you have to be. Driving isn't a right. It's a privilege.
That part.
And being out and doing, you know, hanging out and stuff, you got to watch out for yourself, your girlfriend, anybody that's with you. And if it starts getting a little, you feel like you need to leave, it starts, you start feeling a little funny about things, then leave.
Mm-hmm. Real talk.
Don't stay. Don't waste no time. Shake the dust off your feet. Catch up later.
That part. We're going to the Truth Talk text lines. If you, what is your truth? We want to know. 833-212-1017. Sherman, thank you for holding. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
My truth is, how y'all, first of all, how y'all doing today?
Blessed.
No, I'm like the previous callers that called. I'm exhausted, too. I think that some of these parents don't want their kids to feel these consequences.
Yeah.
I remember a while back, my son's 32 now. He's like, I think he's like 17 or 18. I think he's in 17. He got caught breaking in somebody's house. And I had made the comment in front of my wife that somebody should have shot his jawbone out. And the reason why I'm extreme like that, because he had no business having his butt in somebody else's house, what they paid for, what they worked hard for. Mm-hmm. He didn't have no business in there. There was no need for him to be in somebody else's house without their permission taking whatever they bought. Whatever it was theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids these days, they have too many people making excuses for them.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I did almost 11 years in prison. If you see parents come up there and they hugging their kids, they embracing their kids, but they don't want their kids to feel these consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And the crazy
mm-hmm.
thing is, you don't say nothing to my kids. You ain't his daddy. You ain't his mama. But you don't say that to them white people when they go to prison for the rest of their life.
That's right.
That's right.
You ain't gonna be there to tell them people, don't talk to your kid this way.
Mm-hmm.
I had a situation at the gas station just this Friday. I almost threw away my freedom this Friday over a parking dispute. These young dudes will make you take it there. I'm 53 years old. I don't want to go back to jail. I like it out here. It's nice. They got Oreos. They got women. They got freedom. I get to drive, come and go as I please. I love it out here. And he almost made me took it there. And I'm the type of person that when I take it there, I'm going to take it there. I'm not going to let you live to say you're going to come back around and do something to me. And I always tell people, Homer and baby, I went to prison because somebody pistol whipping me. Now, the question is, you're going to do what you're going to do to me, but make sure that when we get to court, you tell your part. He didn't tell his part.
Mm-hmm.
But he's seen the consequences, and that's what some of these kids need. They didn't never get one of these little ass whoopers that you get caught between two houses, and you get two grown people trying to blacken your eyes out, or trying to put your eyes out, or breaking your jaws, your arms, your legs, and your ribs, and stuff like that. And that's what some of these kids need. We have too many parents that make excuses saying you ain't his daddy, you ain't his mama, you can't. But they don't say that to the police.
Huh. Mm.
And again, Homer, I'm like you. When these people, when they have, they so-called have mental illness and they have anger issues, why does those anger issues and the mental illness go away when they get to jail?
Mm.
Hello? Hello?
You ain't heard, listen, I've been out 22 years. You ain't heard about no prison riots.
Right.
You ain't hear about no guards getting jumped. You don't hear about none of that in there.
Come on, bro.
Trust me, I know I've been there. It took me 5 years and 5 days to see a fight. They ain't even fighting in there. All of a sudden, over here, outside, you can disrespect you. You pull out a gun, you shoot the whole block up. You throw about 4 or 5 clips in the gun to shoot the whole block up over disrespect. But when the police in jail tell you to get your all kinds of names to get in that cell and close that door, you're going to hear a peep. You're going to look at it mean, and then you're going to close that door.
That part. That part. Hashtag that part. No lies detected, Sherman. Thank you for your
call. All right, y'all have a good day.
All right, you too.
On our YouTube page before we go to...
He broke that down.
Yeah, because it's real, Bailey. And like I say, we get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And we get told to, because y'all speaking your mind like that, that's what's going to help us to stay in this situation. I'm like, nah, come on now. Somebody got to be able to have a real conversation.
That's true. That's true.
If we harbor in our own feelings... just for the sake of their feelings, but they not giving a damn about our feelings. They not giving a damn about how they're destroying our community, so we are afraid to do anything.
Yes.
We're afraid to trust a lot of our own damn people. Nurse R.N. Kawanda had made a comment, and I'm going to read a few more. Let's see. She said, she was exhausted in 2016, and it wasn't nothing like it is now, but it's definitely a decision she's glad that she made. LaRon said, y'all know how many, oh, yeah, I've done that, the Black family reunions are in Clutch Park and Dr. Park because Milwaukee parks aren't safe. It's a sad truth.
Yeah.
And he also said, this stuff started before the Orange Man. There's no boogeyman here. This is on us, and it always has been.
Yeah.
Because we got to correct it.
Yeah.
Sir Chauncey had said, I agree 1,000% with your current caller, talking about Sherman.
Mm-hmm.
Nurse Arian Kawanda said, preach, caller.
Okay.
Order to the caller, 100, 100, 100, 100. Uh-huh. And Dr. Clarissa Lawrence said, 100. Will D9 said, you're absolutely right, Bailey. Hopefully both parents would give that same message to their children.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all.
Millicent said, When will we discuss about removing these people from our community? And Marcus said, that's cool to call out the ills of our community, but nothing to say to a disrespectful white guy.
We ain't never not. I say white people all the time, so I don't know which part you're talking about. But, okay, we heard your truth, but I don't know which part you're talking about.
Right.
Because, again, right is right and wrong is wrong in my book.
Yep.
And it don't matter what color you are, what race, what ethnicity you are. Right is right and wrong is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to Anita. Anita, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. Anita, what is your truth?
Good morning. I'm going to try not to be too emotional because Pat, I felt Pat. I felt that in her spirit. I felt it in her heart. I felt Pat, and what I will say to this, what I will say to this is, we can only do what we can do.
Yes.
And we can pray for our children, we talk to our children, but we can only do what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was a young mother. I got married young. I was a young mother. So my kids are grown now, and I have a granddaughter who's 8 years old. And the same thing that we did with the children is the same thing that we do with, our granddaughter. And that is this. The best thing that we have is our creativity and our imaginations. And so it is up to us as parents.
Mm-hmm.
When we start to feel overwhelmed by the surroundings and everything that's going on, we have to tap in to our children's imagination, their dreams, their hopes, their desires, and we also have to show them different things. We completely removed our children from, I would say, 98% of our family because they was doing the most.
Mm-hmm.
And we took them out of environments, whether that was going to parks far out, going to amusement parks far out, going to free arts and crafts sessions, going to the library, just being creative,
mm-hmm.
and then, growing them in that way, and then being transparent. Like, look, this is what we did. This is what we was exposed to. This is how we was getting down. Because a lot of times children and young adults, they resist adults because they not being truthful.
Mm-hmm.
If you was smoking, say you was smoking. If you was drinking, say you was drinking. If you, whatever you did, mm-hmm. tell your kids what you did.
Own
it. Also tell them the other side of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like they know when you lying. They know when you living a false life. They know when you pretending. And they might not say it all the time. And then that makes anger and resentment build up in them. And now you don't have them. So you have to be truthful with your kids and keep it real. If you was the mama out there dropping it like it's hot off a juvenile, say that.
Yeah.
Say that. But then also say what the other side looks like.
That's right.
You have to keep it real with your kids.
Yeah.
And my thing was I got exhausted from trying to come up with options for my kids. And then I also showed them what working in the community looks like, giving to the unhoused.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your old clothes. This is what we doing. We going over here. We giving over there. So you have to be able to show your children another side. And will they do things? Yes. Are we perfect parents? No.
No.
But the honest fact is be exhausted from pouring and feeding out, feeding your kids, pouring into your kids. Let that be the exhaustion, because
mm-hmm.
this world will exhaust you. These clowns will exhaust you. These crazy parents will exhaust you. These teachers, everything will exhaust you. But
yeah.
I would rather my exhaustion come from pouring into my community, pouring into my kids. And if I go to sleep exhausted because of that, then it's a good day.
There you go.
Keep your head up. Stay encouraged, my sister. You doing all the things because you asking the right questions. And when you go to bed at night, go to bed because you have completely poured out into your child and your community. And make sure you ask that you are replenished and you are refreshed immediately. Anybody that I pour into or anybody I have conversation with, and even for myself, I always end it with, for whatever I poured out, let it be poured back into me, into them tenfold immediately in the name of Jesus. And yes, I'm a faith-based person, and that might not be everybody's jam, but that's what worked for me.
There you go. Everybody's opinion.
So God bless y'all. I love y'all. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you, Anita.
Beautiful day.
We got to get ready to go right to break. You're listening to Truth in the Morning. We just heard some truth. We've been hearing some continued truth on this show this morning. We got to take care of these bills and we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. for Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Now, each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is and where they're located, and one valuable lesson they learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and yours truly, Bailey Coleman. Powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation, Truth in the Morning. We're going right to our Truth Talk text lines at 833-212-1017. It's been a great dialogue and conversation this morning. Yeah, I had to go on and release at 8 o'clock. I just it was just in me. Mr. Lee, thank you for holding. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
Hey, I agree. I agree. Same to you, Bailey and Mr. Homer Blow, sir. Mighty black of you guys. I'm in agreement with several of the callers. And what I've been listening to that stands out to me is three of these main things. One is we being an example for these children, even if they're not even ours, but we being an example.
Hello? I don't know what's going on.
Hello?
Yeah. Okay. All right. We got you, Black. We don't know what happened. Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
All right. I'll make it quick. Number two, what about imposing responsibilities on these children when it comes from the household? I mean, and number three, and like the woman said, you know, invoking their gifts, starting in the household. I believe if these children have had responsibilities at home, it may make a difference on how they tend to act out here, you know, in the community. But I'm seeing that that's what it is, a lack of responsibility. The child gets to do whatever he wants. She won't at home, and when they get out here, they have no accountability and care less for their actions.
I
want to say that those three things need to line up a lot more. And for those of us, I don't look this young for nothing. Mm-hmm. Don't let them worry you. Don't let them worry you to death. So again, let's look to invoke these things. You know, number one, being an example. Number two, putting forth that the responsibilities in this child life, like the older caller or the earlier caller said, you know, she raised a woman and you guys said she raised an adult. She raised a responsible adult. Well, in doing that, it starts with putting those responsibilities early in these children, as well as invoking those gifts that they have. I'll leave it at that.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Lee. On our YouTube page, Nurse Aaron Kawanda said, my son, who will be 30 next month, knows all my good/bad and ugly. He's a total different breed and a better version of his dad at his age. I used to take him to the prisons to visit my brothers and the day. She also said my son said he didn't want to go anymore. I knew that he understood that wasn't a place he wanted to be, or me having to do all what I did for them, for him. I was relieved. Hashtag that part. We're going to the caller on the Truth Talk text lines. Great morning, caller. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
Well, Homer, the truth of this whole matter is we live in a violent society in a country founded on violence.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's specific to one group, it's comical to me. Because black women are also the most educated and the foundation of this nation and probably the most peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
They will never catch up with the 7 million Native Americans who were killed by another demographic group, white males, and who this country was founded by violent human trafficking white males who commit school shooting.
Mm-hmm.
There is a white male who murdered 160 school children from Israel who's a war criminal.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about this, it comes from top down.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you look at Rome, Egypt, Greece, there's never really been a peaceful society in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And so all over the world, this has to change from top down. And
okay.
We have a person who's killing people every day. He has a million bodies. So I love black women, and anybody who doesn't, who likes to make fun of them and their names, that's their business. But they're the foundation. People like Bailey is who should be highlighted more. And so that's what I'm looking at, who were great parents.
All right.
And so we can joke about the other stuff, but we know who the real killers are, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. Thank you for your call. Again, that is running into the excuse platform. I know we getting ready to go, but what we not going to do is keep talking about slavery. Some of these, they don't know nothing about it. Some of this violence that's going on, it's not reflected because they killed hundreds and thousands and all that. Y'all gonna stop trying to use that narrative with me. Y'all can use it with a lot of other people, but we ain't gonna use that narrative. Again, we are running away from accountability. When are we gonna face it that they gotta be accountable? We gotta hold ourselves accountable. Stop acting like that, because when I came up, all this garbage that's going on, it wasn't going on like that. It wasn't a bunch of killing. And if I showed you half of the videos that I had from Brady Street, you probably changed your narrative about some of the women. That's all I got to say. Go ahead, Bailey.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want y'all to trust God, do good, and have a great day. Something great's going to happen for you. Be careful out there in the fog. It's supposed to rain later on. Take care of yourself. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe I'll play some of them videos tomorrow. 98% of the destruction that I saw going on at Brady Fest, Casablanca, and Rebel was all black women. I hate it, though. I hate it.
Well, I wasn't there, so it wasn't everybody.
Well, I didn't say it's everybody. All right. We up out of here. Award-winning Sherman Hughes is up next with Truth with Sherman Hughes from 9 a.m. to noon.
Get my
followed by
back.
The lunch break. Followed by the lunch break with the new hours with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon from noon to 2. And then it's the Grapevine with Manon Sabir from 2 to 4 new hours. And then we tap in with Jazz Tyler from 4 to 7. They had some great interviews last week, from the Lattimore Brothers to Dave Hollister to the Lattimore Brothers themselves. We up out of here. Sherman, we out your way. Love you. Peace.
And that's the truth.